mean, we got to make plays there and win the football game at the end of the game, whether it be, you know, drive the football, make another first down, you know, get field position back and so forth, and then be able to make a stop there on defense. And we let them go down the field and score 10 points there in the fourth quarter, and it becomes a difference in the game. You know, the drive before halftime, and then the third quarter, we don't finish the doggone play. So, things that we made positive plays, but again, we needed to make critical plays at critical moments to win the football game, and we didn't do it.
How do you come back from a loss like that?
Well, we got to go. We got to go quick. You know, we got to erase it. We got to go quick. We got to get back to work, and we got to grind it out.
Can you look at this game and, I guess, logically in your head, explain what happened? It just kind of seems like the total momentum shift. I mean, are you?
Well, we got to keep, I mean, you know, that's what the momentum in the football game, but momentum comes down to making plays together and make positive plays. And, don't have drop balls. Don't, have a critical penalty, things like that. And so those things we got to, you know, we can do better if indeed there were.
Strike you, and if you look at something like that and say, man, this is almost taking it really far to what this is supposed to be about?
Well, you know, again, I'm not going to comment on that. I mean, it's the football, it's about what we, what happened in the football game.
Was it a particularly physical game in that it was part of changing the momentum, the physicality of it, or?
Well, it changes. I mean, we went down some guys today, and we got to get guys step up and make plays. I mean, that's part of it.
The league has tried to police this with penalties and ejections. Is it on the players now to police themselves a little bit better?
I don't.
As far as the hitting and the late hits and the hitting of the helmet?
Well, again, I can't comment on what you, I don't understand your question. There's things in place to police this, but, I don't know what play you're talking about in question or whatever. So, I mean, you're making a general statement and probably not for me to make a general comment.
I think you meant, Marvin, should players police themselves if the league's kind of done all it can do in terms of suspensions?
Well, I think the game has changed. You know, I don't know what play particularly you're referring to, if there's difference. Yeah, it's football is a physical sport.
This was a really long game with all the injuries and the stoppage. And did you think that had an effect on your defense? Because the defense played so well at the beginning, and then almost like they got tired, but they had so much of a break. What happened at the end of the game?
Well, we didn't stop them. I mean, we got to stop them. That's part of playing defense, is to stop the other team, whatever it is. First time, second time, third, whatever it is throughout the game. We got to make stops.
You guys seem to be a lot more aggressive early on both sides of the ball. You seem a completely different attitude than from the team in Pittsburgh. Does that make this even harder to take?
I mean, from the game in Pittsburgh?
But just generally when you play these guys, sometimes you're a little on your heels.
No, I don't know that we're on our heels, but that's your observation. I think we go in and have the plan, whatever the plan is, and that's what you go through and execute.